This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. Hey, you might have noticed that it's hot this year. Like way hotter than it's been at this time. Pretty much any year I can remember. Well, I guess there's one good thing about that. It means swimming weather is lasting longer. So you might want to take a dip in Barton Springs or something like that. That pool is a constant 70 degrees. It's refreshing on a hot day, at least after you get over the shock of getting in. And that was on the mind of Susan Summers Willett, who asked a question about Barton Springs for AT Explained.
What method is the best way to get into the icy waters of Barton Springs?
Do you think we're going to come to a definitive conclusion here?
I don't know, because people have strong opinions about this.
People do have opinions, but maybe it's about more than that.
I've always wondered about this question, you know, just in terms of science and physics and biology.
Yeah, because it's not like a straight up personal preference thing. It seems like there's a real scientific answer here, maybe.
Right, but your personal preference definitely influences your experience of getting into the pool. You know, there's the science and then there's the psychology.
Does science hold the answer to a less uncomfortable entry into 70-degree water? Or is it simply about mind over body?
Man, this question is so deep.
It really is. I mean, it like touches on all the big areas of life. Physics, psychology, sociology, friendships, pain tolerance. It's a lot.
Let's get into this.
Okay, so what are our options for getting in the pool?
There are two sort of main methods for getting into the pool. One is the jump in and die for 30 seconds method, because you feel like you're dying.
Jeez, yeah, that sounds horrible.
And the other method is what my friend Austin calls the slow march toward frigid truth.
March toward that frigid truth in a minute, but Susan prefers to just jump in.
When you jump in, you just feel it all at once.
So we head down to the deep end. We find an empty space in the water. Susan steps to the edge, and she just kind of stands there.
What are you thinking about when you're standing on the edge of the pool?
I look at all the people in the pool, and I think about how much fun they're having. You know, like, I just think, you know, I want to be like that person.
I don't know. You look down at the water, and what are the sensations that you imagine?
Thousands of knives stabbing your body.
She stands there for another minute. And then...
3, 2, 1.
Susan comes up looking shocked. She's clearly uncomfortable.
Woo! Lord!
Before we go any further, let's back it up. So what's actually happening to your body when you jump into Barton Springs? Let's listen to Susan's jump again with help from Dr. Christopher Zibel. He's the medical director of the emergency department at Del Seton Medical Center.
Remember that you're 98 degrees, and so 70 degrees is almost 30 degrees away from where you are.
3, 2, 1.
First thing that happens is you feel that shock to the system. Arteries and veins in your skin will immediately constrict. Woo! Things will also stiffen up.
Lord!
The heart rate slows down and the blood pressure falls a little bit.
Cold. It's still cold.
It's designed to help protect people from lots and lots of activity that would create currents that would wash away your body heat.
At this point, you might be saying, but Matt, 70 degrees isn't that cold. 70 degrees is actually quite comfortable. Room temperature is like 72 or something like that. Well, the thing is, water is a much better conductor of heat than air.
So when you get down into the water, your body heat will float through the water away from your body much better than it does in the air. So your body being 98 degrees, the water being 70 degrees, that's a very steep gradient through which the heat will leave your body very quickly.
That's going to happen no matter how you get in. So let's check out another way.
Could I get you to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Tracy McCaskill.
All right. You live here in Austin?
I do live here. I've been here about 20 years.
You've been coming to Barton Springs all that time?
When When I can, yeah.
I found Tracy near the shallow end of the pool, about to get in. She doesn't always get in down here. She likes to mix it up.
So it's different every time. Sometimes you use the stairs. Sometimes you jump right in. What do you do?
Mood. I think it's just the mood and how you're feeling about it.
How are you feeling today?
Slow entry. Very slow entry today.
Tracy stands at the top of the stairs at the shallowest part of the pool. I ask her to count the steps down.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6.
She tenses up.
Cold, 7 and 8.
Arteries and veins contracting, blood pressure definitely falling.
It's very slippery. Okay, I'm gonna drop it. Okay, ready?
Austin.
So cold.
There are other options, like the ramp, where I find Andrew Feenstra.
It's going to be slow and probably a little painful, but...
Perfect. That's why we're here.
We'll work through it.
He starts down the ramp.
So yeah, this is where you got to kind of hurry into the water because your feet are starting to burn a little bit. Last thing you want to do is slip and fall in front of everybody. And you burn your hand on the rail as you go. Oh, it's cold. It's always cold. We're about to get to the worst part right now, too. Whew. Whew. My voice gets a little higher. This is where we just gotta, these guys get in.
Okay, one more. The buddy system. Sometimes it helps if you've got a friend that's counting on you to jump when they jump. I find two girls on the edge of the deep end.
Okay, I don't want to jump in and then you don't jump in with me. Okay, mommy push you. This is me. Ready?
Wait.
We've been at this for like 15 minutes.
No, it's been like...
You've been at this for 15 minutes?
Like 10.
No, it's been 5.
It's been 5 minutes.
It feels like 15.
Yeah,
it does. My feet are burning.
This goes on for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks like
ready? 1, 2, 3.
Finally, you can jump in style on the diving board. I find our question asker, Susan, still in the pool near the diving board. Did we get everything?
You know, I think that covers the major methods for getting in. I mean, then of course the question is where you get in.
Which side? How deep?
So it's a major philosophical question.
I don't know if we're going to be able to answer that one, but at least we can do the science.
We can do the science. I'm curious about the science.
Is there an ideal way to get into Barton Springs, like from a medical perspective, in terms of creating the least discomfort?
Boy, if there is, I haven't figured out what it is yet.
Dr. Christopher Zibel again.
So it's really just a personal preference.
It really is. There's not a medically right answer to that question of how do you get into cold water. I think it's whatever way works for you works.
How do you get in?
I get in all at once because the more I ease myself in, the more torturous it seems to me. So I'm going to go the deep end and jump in.
Well, I guess we've been doing it the best way all along, no matter how you do it.
Lord.
Do you have a special ritual for getting into Barton Springs? Let us know at atexplained.org. I'm going to do a follow-up episode on this. Let everybody know how everybody else gets into Barton Springs. You can also subscribe to our podcast at atexplained.org or ask your own question. At atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.